So, hey there, Mike.
Hi.
Hey. So, this is the first episode of this Minimal Mac podcast called Enough that we are doing.
It is.
And I wanted to take some time right off the bat to dispel some misconceptions people have about me and about Minimal Mac. And it... it's very easy, it appears, to kind of come to the site and get an idea that here's this guy who's got this minimalist thing all together, and he's some sort of guru and some sort of Buddha when it comes to this whole minimalist technology thing.
So hang on a minute, Pat. Are you telling me you're not the Minimalism Buddha?
As a matter of fact, I am far from the Minimalism Buddha. Leo from Zen Habits might be the Buddha, but I bet if you talk to him, even he would tell you that he doesn't have it all together. Because look, anytime you see someone obsessing about something on the internet, it's likely because they don't have it all together. It's likely because they are exploring these questions themselves, and the difference being is that some of us choose to explore those questions for ourselves in a public manner. And that's what I'm doing here, is simply finding what enough means to me and doing so in a manner that is public, in the hopes that others will ask themselves the same question. But the answer is going to be different for everybody who travels that road.
And so, yeah. Enough is the idea for you. When you're talking about minimalism, it's about having enough.
It's about the sweet spot that exists. It's about balance. And finding out what that means to you. Look, there are a lot of people who are Microsoft Office ninjas, and they know how to use the things that they use in Office to get things done, and they're able to get in and out of Microsoft Office in a way that is frictionless to them, because they know how to use it, they know how to do the things that they need to do and get the job done with that tool, and more power to them. I'm not one of those people. For me, I find it overwhelming. And that's not to say that others shouldn't. That's to say that others should explore that and see, well, wow, when I open up Office, I feel overwhelmed too. I wonder if there's a way I can get these things done with other tools that I don't feel so overwhelmed by, or that are easier for me to learn, or I don't have to spend so much money for. There are people who are Photoshop experts who I'm absolutely sure you can give them a photo and say, you know, I want you to do this, that, and the other thing. And they can open up Photoshop, fire it up, and wait and wait and wait and wait. But once it's launched, they can get everything they need to get done. Boom, 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 return it back to you, and you're happy. But for me, I don't have the first clue of where to start with Photoshop. I can open a picture and then I'm completely lost. So for me, preview built in is enough to do the things that I need to do. It's got some fairly simple features, and you know, I know how to crop a picture. I know how to adjust the colors of a picture. I know how to open and annotate a PDF with preview. I don't need anything more than that. And I think that it's really just about asking those questions. Do you have things in your life that are causing friction? And if you do, finding ways to either eliminate that friction, or if there's a tool that you're using that isn't doing the job for you, finding one that is.
So, you know, when we're talking about Minimal Mac and the Enough ethos and stuff, it's not so much that you are a productivity ninja, but you just know how to sort of advise us normal people about trying to find systems and ideas that work best for us.
And I would argue that I'm a normal person too. The difference the difference is that I'm a curious normal person who, when faced with these questions, with these challenges, almost can't help himself. It's a knee-jerk reaction for me to look for that right thing, look for that right balance. And my hope is that by kind of sharing that search with others and calling certain tools to others' attention, and ideas to others' attention, that I might be able to help others and save them from doing the kind of truffle digging and sniffing that this pig did. And you know, it's really hard. It's a hard problem. I think I have mentioned before that I'm constantly finding myself having to, well, not constantly. I'd say on a quarterly basis, I have to kind of post something to the website that says, I don't have this stuff all together. I'm searching just like you. I am not an expert. And anyone who comes here, reads a couple of posts, and walks away thinking that they have it all figured out, or even worse, that I have it all figured out, are crazy and kidding themselves. You would have to go through months of Minimal Mac to be able to really kind of see the breadth of everything that I'm talking about and everything I hope to cover in even more detail here in the podcast.
So, like, for someone like me, like, I will say about my misconceptions is I'm nowhere near together. And part of the reason that I'm wanted to do this show with you was because it would help to teach me. But I suppose the difference for yourself then would really be, it's not so much that you are the god of productivity, but it's that you're looking for it.
Yeah.
Where I read your stuff, I'm not looking for other people to and seeing what they're saying and trying to find other systems. Because, you know, as probably with a lot of your other readers, we trust in what you tell us. But that's the idea around the whole sort of the fact that you're looking for it, you're out there trying to find it. It's your curiosity which is helping the rest of us.
That's my hope. I think that I would welcome you to look at other ideas and other sources. I constantly do. I constantly question my beliefs and the things that I've come to quote unquote know. I don't think anything is a solid, done deal. There's always more to discover and more to learn and more to hone a system and tools and methods that are right for you. But I would also argue that one can get so caught up in the looking and the honing that they can forget the goal at hand. And they can think that some new tool or system is going to solve everything for them, or some new website is going to solve everything for them. And no, the only way to solve everything for you is to admit that there really is no solution that you can be given, that the solution can only be found within what is right for you. And for everyone, that's going to be different. It's much different for my wife. I think I've mentioned this before on the site, but my wife is probably the exact opposite of everything that minimalism simplicity stands for. Productivity, though, she rocks it. She gets stuff done. She's on top of things. And, you know, does she falter? Sure. But do I? Sure. But if you were to come in and look at, you know, look at her desk and say, oh my God, I can't believe that she lives with this guy who's all obsessed about minimalism and simplicity, you know, when she's got these, you know, these piles and piles of, you know, of papers and boxes and, you know, everything else kind of laying around. And yeah, that's my wife. And she's oftentimes far more productive and gets far more accomplished in a day than I do. So it really is whatever works for you.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, I think I want people to walk away just knowing from the outset that I don't have all this figured out. We're going to be talking about things here that are really questions and ideas and explorations. They're as much for me as they are for the folks listening. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.